Support for this program is brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Hi, I'm Mitch Skinner, and tonight, it's a Hey Arnold Thanksgiving play. Thanks for joining. Here at Culture Q, we may be college students, but we're still children at heart. So tonight, we're flashing back to 1998 for our first ever live radio play. Here we go.
It's Wednesday, late November. A fourth grader named Arnold races on his bike to make it to his school's Thanksgiving play. As he crosses the bridge near the Hillwood docks, he stops to gaze at a gathering of the city's locals.
As your mayor, I hereby declare this replica of the Mayflower a city landmark. Long may she sail.
Arnold arrives at the PS 118 Auditorium. As he walks backstage to get dressed for his big scene, he peeks through the curtain and sees a cardboard replica ship and 11-year-olds dressed as pilgrims and Native Americans. The play is already in progress.
Land ho!
And so, in 1620, the brave pilgrims reached the New World when they landed at Plymouth Rock.
At this point, the cardboard ship crashes into the replica Plymouth Rock. The audience erupts into laughter as the young actors race to clean up the mess. Curtains close as the play transitions into its next scene. Mr. Simmons, the fourth grade teacher, tries his best to keep his composure.
It's okay. People, stay frosty now. Remember how we did this in rehearsal? Places now. Here we go. In the first winter at Plymouth Rock, the pilgrims, cold, hungry, and feeling very alone on this new continent, paid a visit to the Native American village.
Winter comes. Our food runs short. The days are cold and damp.
Well, you're in luck. We've got lots to eat. Come join us at our camp.
I pray that we'll live side by side in peace for many, many days.
Now come partake in the pumpkin seed, mashed up cranberries, and yummy corn maize. Where's the corn maize?
I was hungry.
Stay frosty. And so, it was decided that European and Native Americans alike would gather together and celebrate the very first Thanksgiving.
As the reenactment of the first Thanksgiving continues, a downtrodden Arnold gets ready for a scene in the boys' dressing room. He's joined by his best friend Gerald, who tries his best to lift his friend's spirits.
Thanksgiving, turkey, stuffing, pie, belting contests with my brother. I love it.
Well, Gerald, that makes one of us.
What are you talking about, Arnold?
Well, let me tell you, at my house, Thanksgiving is always a disaster. First of all, Grandma's confused and thinks it's the 4th of July, so we always have to go up on the roof and barbecue hot dogs, even though it's freezing.
That doesn't sound much like Thanksgiving, Arnold.
I know. I don't think I've ever really had a real Thanksgiving.
On this first Thanksgiving, we have so much to be thankful for.
Like finding our family faces on this far and distant shore.
And sharing scrumptious homegrown food. Would you like to have some more?
Eugene walks to bring the scrumptious food to the table set up on stage. As he does so, he trips and collides into the Thanksgiving table, knocking over all of the set pieces.
Ow! I'm okay.
In the girls' dressing room, Helga Pataki complains about her family's non-traditional Thanksgiving traditions as her best friend Phoebe hems her dress.
Ha! Thanksgiving! How I hate it! Every year is always the same. Miriam overcooks the stuffing. Big Bob sits in front of the TV like a bloated manatee, watching 18 football games and burping and groaning about how he's been eating burritos for breakfast.
Helga?
And Olga flits around the house like an annoying fairy princess, commanding me to help her prepare dinner.
Helga!
And meanwhile, I'm running around like a little servant girl. Helga, get me this! Helga, baby sister dear, get me that! Huh, some holiday.
Helga!
What is it?
You're on!
Huh?
Places, people! Now, people, this is our last scene, and I would like you to please get it right. Now, I'm counting on you. And now, our pageant comes to the modern Thanksgiving. Let's peek in, shall we, on a perfect family Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right.
I'm so thankful that we're all here together. Peter, Joy, Robert, and dear Uncle Chuck.
Boy, and so am I. Mom, Joy, how's it going at your job?
Better than ever. I've been promoted.
You're looking fabulous, Mrs. Simon. Have you lost weight?
Oh, Peter, how sweet of you to notice.
Can we eat now?
Oh, Uncle Chuck, we have to wait until we all say what we're thankful for.
Well, I'm thankful that I ate an early lunch so I could eat more of this turkey.
Uncle Chuck, you are irrepressible, and I am thankful for that.
And I am thankful that you made this exquisite holiday meal, Mrs. Simon.
And me? I'm just so darn thankful for this wonderful, excitingly diverse family meal. We could have it every Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Now can we eat?
Yes, Uncle Chuck. Now we can eat.
Woo! Yeah!
Woo! Woo!
That was wonderful! Wasn't that wonderful, people? Everyone, come out and take a bow. I want all of you to know how special this presentation was to me, how important it is to understand the true meaning of Thanksgiving, being thankful for whatever you have. Now, I hope you will all take this message home and try to make this the best darn Thanksgiving ever. That's it. School's out. Go home and enjoy your holiday.
Is your head oddly shaped? Does it resemble a certain pigskin ball more than a human cranium? Are you tired of Charlie Brown trying to punt your noggin every Thanksgiving? Protrogenicil head ointment can help. Merely applying a thick covering of Protrogenicil ointment to your head 3 times a day will reshape it to realistic proportions. For only 15 payments of $29.99, you'll never have to put up with being called football head ever again. Warning, Protrogenicil has been known to cause premature balding and excruciating headaches. Memory loss and temporary blindness accompanied by bloating of the tongue have been reported. Protrogenicil should never be consumed or applied to anywhere other than the head. Don't bother talking to your doctor about using Protrogenicil, they've all been bribed to say bad things about us. Also, if you're attached to those eyebrows of yours, well, it's not as though those are any important anyway. Protrogenicil, we care about the shape of your head.
It's now the morning of Thanksgiving, and at the Pataki household, a very familiar scene plays out. There are no cheerful friends, no irrepressible uncles. Instead, Big Bob Pataki sits in front of the TV as the smell of smoke fills the air.
What's burning, Miriam?
You know, I think I overcooked the stuffing, Bob. Now, how did that happen?
What do you mean, how did that happen? You do it every Thanksgiving, Miriam! Oh, man. I shouldn't have had all those burritos for breakfast.
At this point, Helga races down the stairs with her homemade centerpiece in hand, a pine cone decorated with a sort of adolescent charm. Helga tries to make the best of her least favorite holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dad!
Yeah, you bet your patootie it is! And you know why it's a happy Thanksgiving?
Because we all get to be together as a family and be thankful for all the good things in our lives.
Huh? Oh, yeah, right. But mainly because I got 14 hours of bone-crunching football on the boob tube, starting right now.
At the boarding house, Arnold's grandpa calls a meeting for all of the residents. They meet in the kitchen, which is set up like a war room, as everyone is assigned their holiday jobs.
Everybody, it's Thanksgiving, and you know what that means. Happy 4th of July, everybody!
Yes, yes, happy 4th of July, Pookie. Okay, let's get started. Mr. Wynn and Grandma are in charge of the grill, cooking hot dogs. Oscar, Susie, and Ernie are in charge of decorations and setting the table.
Two things? That's not fair.
Such a pie-hole, Kakowski. Let the old man talk.
Arnold and I will make the red, white, and blue desserts, and Grandma will light off the traditional fireworks at sunset. Any questions?
Yeah, what if we, instead of all that, we made turkey and stuffing and pumpkin pie and cranberries this year?
What, are you crazy, Arnold? We don't get that until the 4th of July when your grandma thinks it's Christmas. Zeez, where have you been?
Look, Mom, I made a centerpiece for our Thanksgiving table.
Huh? Oh, yeah, great, honey. You can put it right next to your sister's.
Helga looks to where her mom is pointing. At the center of a table sits an ice sculpture, hand-carved to look like a turkey. She puts her now less appealing pinecone next to it.
Olga!
Good morning, everyone. Is everyone ready to help me make the Thanksgiving dinner?
I was making...
You can help me fold the napkins, Mommy. Come on, Daddy. You have onions to chop and mushrooms to stuff. And Helga, my baby sister, you're the most important helper of all. You can bring the potatoes in.
Back at the boarding house, everyone is gathered on the roof for the 4th of July celebration in November. Ernie nails up an American flag. Oscar avoids doing work. Even Abner, Arnold's pig, helps out by hanging up holiday lights. Mr. Wynn and Grandma work on getting food prepared.
The grill is clean and ready for firing, Cornwallis!
Clean and ready.
Then fire it up, General! And the rocket's red glare! The bomb's bursting in air!
What a crazy holiday. Grandpa, why do we go along with Grandma's 4th of July plan every year? Couldn't we just have a regular Thanksgiving?
Well, we could, but then we would be just like everyone else, and what fun would that be?
Back in the Bataki household, everyone is working on the jobs Olga gave them. Helga hauls in a bag of potatoes twice her size as her dad dutifully chops the onions.
For crying out loud, Olga. How many of these onions do I have to chop?
Just a few more, Daddy. Oh, goody, the potatoes. You're an angel, Helga.
Oh, yeah, I'm a regular cherub. What's next?
Well, I need you to wash them and peel them and quarter them and then maybe wash them again. You know, you have dirty little hands.
Just a darn minute, Mary Sunshine. I've got plenty of other things to do today.
You're darn right you do. I need you to stuff beepers into cornucopias for my 3-day sale this weekend. You can do all that after you finish all this Olga stuff.
Helga, do this. Helga, do that. Nobody cares what I want to do. Some holiday.
At the boarding house, Arnold is once again getting into costume for Thanksgiving. Only this time, he has to wear a bald cap in colonial-era fashion.
I say, Mr. Ben Franklin, you got your costume on yet?
In a minute, Grandma. Just once, I'd like to have a normal, regular Thanksgiving, like everyone else.
Hey, Arnold, would you get the door?
Arnold walks downstairs, still in costume. He opens the door to see one of his classmates, Harold.
Is Arnold home? I ate all the marshmallows from our yams, and my mom sent me over to borrow some more.
Harold, it's me, Arnold.
Arnold? You look like a little bald-headed lady with little rectangle glasses! Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha!
I'm Ben Franklin, and Harold, I would prefer if you didn't tell anyone you saw me like this.
Arnold dressed up for Thanksgiving like a little bald old lady with little rectangle glasses. Ah ha 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 ha!
Arnold, come up. We're about to react at signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Bring your quill pen, Mr. Franklin!
I gotta get out of here. Maybe I'd be better off by myself this Thanksgiving.
Arnold hangs up his costume and heads out the door. Meanwhile, the Batakis get ready for their Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay, it's time to go around the table and say what you're thankful for. Let's start with you, Olga.
I'm thankful for this incredible, wonderful 7-course dinner I created from scratch for my Thanksgiving gift to you all, my family.
And I'm thankful for the beeper empire that I started from the ground up that put this fantastic spread on the table for all of you. Okay, Miriam, it's your turn. Miriam!
Huh? Oh, what, cranberries?
You got a little drool, Miriam. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for this beautiful centerpiece that Olga made.
Okay, is that it? Good, let's eat.
No, Daddy. Helga hasn't said what she's thankful for.
Oh, yeah. Alright, what are you thankful, Helga? And make it snappy, okay? I'm starving.
I'm thankful for absolutely nothing.
Honey, you gotta be thankful for something.
No, Mom, I'm not.
Maybe Helga just needs a minute to think of something.
Nope, my mind's a blank. Can't think of a thing.
Well, I'm giving you to the count of three to think of something. One, two, three! Alright then, little lady. You can just park that fanny up in your room until you can think of something.
Fine.
Oh, jeez.
Pass the stuffing.
Go to my room. Fat chance. Maybe I'd be better off by myself this Thanksgiving.
Calling all underachievers. Do you have to deal with perfectionist older siblings? Feeling underappreciated? At a loss for how to decorate this year? Well, we've got the craft for you. Pinecone centerpieces for this year's Thanksgiving. Pataki's Pinecones, the perfect solution for all your decorating needs. Call to place your order at 1-800-555-CONE and stop by Pataki's Pinecones on the corner of 4th and 7th Street to pick up your personalized pinecone centerpiece. Available now through Thanksgiving Day.
Helga puts on her coat and heads out the door, unbeknownst to her family. She walks a few blocks to try to find a better Thanksgiving than the one she has at home, but there isn't one to be found. All the stores are closed for the holiday. Finally, Helga gives up. She stops in an alley to reflect on her miserable day.
I wonder what Arnold is doing right now. He's probably having a wonderful time eating a fabulous hot turkey dinner, surrounded by his adoring grandma, grandpa, and all of those lovable, eccentric boarders. Oh, Arnold, if I have anything at all to be thankful for, it's that you exist in my miserable little sphere. Oh, Arnold. Arnold.
Helga?
Arnold?
What are you doing here?
Stop creeping up on me, you little creep!
Sorry.
I mean, why aren't you at home enjoying the holidays with your eccentric but oh-so-lovable boarding house family?
It was all getting a little weird, so I left.
Huh. Join the club, football head. Things are even worse at my house. Get a load of this.
Arnold and Helga walk to the docks of Hillwood. Helga explains why she abandoned her family as Arnold diligently listens.
And then Bob says, I'm giving you till the count of three to tell me what you're thankful for. Ha, yeah, right, that'll work, Dad. I'm really thankful now. Some Thanksgiving.
Maybe we should be at least a little bit optimistic. Maybe we should look on the bright side.
What bright side, football head?
Well, we have this beautiful view.
Keep trying, Arnold.
There's no school today.
Skip on down.
Hey, look. It's the Mayflower, Helga. The symbol of the Mayflower and the first Thanksgiving. It must be some kind of sign, Helga.
Maybe you're right. Yeah, it's a sign, all right. It's a sign that this is possibly the worst Thanksgiving ever.
All pilgrims, stay on the boat!
Thanksgiving isn't going so hot, is it?
What Thanksgiving? You mean this?
Please remain calm.
Where is Thanksgiving, Arnold? I don't see it. I've never seen it. You've never seen it.
Yeah, you know what I keep thinking?
What? That we should look on the bright side? That every cloud has a silver lining?
No, I keep thinking back to Mr. Simmons' Thanksgiving play.
Yeah, what a crock.
But it was the perfect Thanksgiving, Helga. They had this beautiful meal and everyone got along. And they were just happy to be together.
You're right, Arnold. Except you're forgetting just one thing. That was a play. It wasn't real life. This is real life.
No, listen. I've been thinking about this. If anyone would be having a good Thanksgiving at their house, Mr. Simmons would. I mean, he's such a nice guy.
What's your point?
Let's go visit Mr. Simmons.
What a stupid idea. Okay.
brought to you by Easy Peasy brand Lemon Squeezies. An innovation in Lemon Squeezy technology, these new frozen treats will leave you wondering why you ever settled for any other squeezy. When you think Lemon Squeezies, think Easy Peasy, America's number one squeezy. Pick some up at a corner store near you today.
Outside Mr. Simmons' house, Helga and Arnold peer into the kitchen window. They see what looks like a perfect family Thanksgiving, just like in the school play.
They all look so happy and normal.
See, I told you, he's having a perfect Thanksgiving in there.
Well, what are we waiting for? I'm starving.
Although Arnold and Helga don't realize it, this perfect Thanksgiving scene was all just staged for a photograph.
Wonderful. I'll make you all a copy. Now who can that be? Helga? Arnold? What a surprise.
Hi, Mr. Simmons. We don't want to bother you or anything, but the reason we're here is...
Both our Thanksgivings really blew, and we were wondering if we could crash yours.
Of course you can join me. Your being here will make my Thanksgiving even more special. Come in. Everyone, special guest. These are two of my students from class, Helga and Arnold.
Hi.
This is my mother, Pearl, and my friends, Peter and Joy. And this, of course, is my Uncle Chuck.
It's the same names as the people he used in his play.
I know.
I didn't know Peter was coming today.
There's a lot of things you don't know.
Dear, why don't you take Joy to ballet Saturday?
Oh, I love the ballet. But I think I'm busy Saturday. How's your job at the library, Joy?
I got fired yesterday.
There's a surprise.
Well, that's too bad. But I'm sure you'll find a new and even more special job.
I doubt it.
They're sure not acting like the people in his play.
I know.
How was that new car of yours, Joy?
It was stolen.
Again?
You can't seem to hold on to anything, can you, Joy?
Leave the poor girl alone, Peter! You're always sniping at her!
Have some more stuffing, Pearl.
What do you mean by that, Sparky?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
You gonna finish that, eh?
Hey, I know. It's time to all hold hands and think about what we have to be thankful for, okay?
Oh, please. Do we have to do this every year? You know how it embarrasses me.
Hey, who cares about your opinion in the first place?
Oh, I'm sorry. You must mistake me for a person who cares what you think.
You know something? I never liked you.
Oh, my word, Joy is choking.
Oh, good. Dinner and a show.
Now see what you've done? She's choking!
Mr. Summons rushes to Joy's aid. He administers the Heimlich maneuver. As he does so, Joy expels her food directly onto Peter's face. She then sits back down and continues to eat.
Oh, she did it on purpose!
Knock off the whining!
Who asked you?
Please, everyone, it's Thanksgiving. I worked so hard on this meal. Please, let's just enjoy it.
Yeah, good idea. Let's eat, eh?
Helga, could I, see you in the kitchen?
Man, what a nightmare.
Can you believe the way everyone is picking on each other?
It's worse than my family.
It's worse than both our families put together.
Yeah, Simon knocks him out making this meal, and then they're all out sitting there on their butts, and they can't even put aside their petty little differences and be thankful for crying out loud.
And they wouldn't even go along with the stupid tradition because they were too embarrassed, even though... they know it means so much to him.
It's a little close to home, huh, Arnold?
Mr. Simmons walks into the kitchen as the two fourth graders continue to talk.
Yeah, I guess I could have gone along with Grandma's 4th of July. It's not that bad, really.
I guess if Simmons could put up with his lame excuse for our family, we can put up with ours.
Ahem. They're quite a spirited bunch, aren't they?
They seem really nice.
You know, Arnold, the way you always look on the bright side is very, very special, and... Oh, who am I kidding? It's an absolute disaster. What more could go wrong? Ah! Well, you've probably noticed that this isn't the perfect, wonderful Thanksgiving that I wrote about for the pageant. Well, I know that this isn't perfect, but those special people out there are the ones that I love. And every year it's my little project to get them all together in a room and try to make them thankful for the things that we've got. Mother, can we please keep it down?
Keep this down!
This may not make much sense to you yet, but I'm truly thankful for what I have.
We should probably go, Mr. Simmons. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Why did you bring the Brussels sprouts?
I hope you choke on your Brussels sprouts!
So you want to go home and give it another try?
Not really, but it's getting dark and I'm starving.
Me too. Let's go.
Arnold and Helga walk to the Pataki household. He stays outside as she goes in to face her family. As soon as she opens the door, she sees her family gathered in the entryway. Big Bob has a military vest and helmet on. Miriam is on the phone, sounding distressed.
Yeah, well, you just listen up, mister. I want to speak to the captain. My little girl is missing, and I want the whole police squad to go out and look for her.
I'm taking the Hummer, Miriam. I'm not coming back until I find Helga.
I finished the flyers. I really hope I'm not too late. Oh.
Great. These are great. Get these plastered up on every telephone pole in the city.
What's going on?
Helga?
Oh, you're safe. It's a miracle.
We were worried sick about you, girl.
I'm fine. Everything is fine. I just wanted to say that I'm really thankful that I have a great home and that all of you are here and...
Oh, baby sister, I'm so glad you're home. I was so, so scared. And now, I'm just so happy.
All right. Stop slobbering on me. I was only gone for a couple of hours.
Well, the main thing is you're safe and sound. And since it's Thanksgiving, I guess it's a good time as any to say that we're thankful that you, being our daughter, and being around the house.
Yes, we're very thankful, honey.
Okay, everyone, yeah, let's eat. I got the tube set up so I can see the game from the table.
Oh, hold on. Don't forget Helga's centerpiece.
Happy Thanksgiving, Helga.
Arnold walks back to the boarding house. It's now very late and very dark. He puts on his Ben Franklin costume and makes his way up to the roof, but it doesn't look like anyone else is there.
Grandma? I'm home. Where is everybody? Grandpa?
Oh, it's you, Arnold.
Where is everybody? What happened?
Well, after you left, it all turned ugly.
What do you mean?
They heard you're out looking for Thanksgiving, so they... decided to throw you a surprise party!
Surprise!
Happy Thanksgiving.
Woo!
But... what happened to the 4th of July?
4th of July? What are you talking about, Arnold? And what are you doing with that ridiculous Ben Franklin costume? It's Thanksgiving! Dig into some turkey!
Thanks, Grandma. Thanks a lot. But do you think we can still have fireworks?
Oh, Arnold. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without fireworks!
And that's it for our first ever live production of Hey Arnold's Thanksgiving. The roles of Arnold, Eugene, and Mr. Wynn were performed by Luke Michaels. Hannah Skiba was our Helga Pataki. Jackie Renzetti was our narrator, and she played Phoebe and Joy. Mitch Skinner was Mr. Simmons and Uncle Chuck. Matt Curtis was Harold, Stinky, Oscar, Peter, and Big Bob Pataki. Parker Lemke played Grandpa, Gerald, Ernie, and the Coast Guard. Amy Friedman was Grandma and Pearl. Markita Fornoff played Rhonda and Olga, and Zoe Peterson played Miriam and Mayor Dixie. Thanks to Luke Michaels, Matt Curtis, Jackie Renzetti, and Parker Lemke for working with our sponsors. Producers for Culture Q are Markita Fornoff, Amy Friedman, and Matt Curtis. Our culture coach is Sarah Lemanchek, and I'm Mitch Skinner. Culture Q is online at RadioK.org. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes, and we'll be back on your radio next Sunday at 6 p.m. with an all-new non-live show. Thanks for joining us. Support for this program is brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.